Kyrie. Athenadze 1a introduces our protagonist and some basic grammar. Dikaiopoulos is a character borrowed from comedy. It's a long mouthful of a name, meaning something like Justy Town. It's also an exercise in pronunciation. Say it piece by piece. Dikaiopoulos. Now all together. Dikaiopoulos. Verbs are introduced in third person singular to give him something to do. And nouns and adjectives are introduced in masculine singular, mostly nominative, so we have something to say about him. Let's explore these basic concepts. We're starting with two sentence types. There are sentences that say A equals B, that so-and-so is a certain character, or having a certain quality. As in, Dikaiopoulos is a farmer. Ho Dikaiopoulos autourgos estin. Oh, by the way, Greek names, proper names, are introduced with definite article, the. That's what the ho is doing in front of his name. So the man is a farmer is ho anthropos autourgos estin. Greek often puts the is, or any verb, at the end of the sentence. Word order is variable, and you can leave out the is in equational sentences A equals B. So, long is the work, makros ho ponos. Beautiful is the field, kalos ho agros. The house is small, mikros ho oikos. But if you want to emphasize there is much grain, the grain is much, you need the is, palus estin hositos. Notice how most of these nouns and adjectives end in the same os. That's a typical marker of masculine singular in the so-called nominative case, that is, as the subject of a sentence or the other side of an A equals B equation.